Morph-Pow surprise, everybody, and welcome to the Morphin' Grid. I'm Josh.
I'm Jake.
You don't get it. You don't get my joke.
I don't get your joke.
You retweeted that thing about Adam Levine and his podcast. Or Adam Devine.
Adam Devine
and his podcast. Surprise. You record it and it's done.
Yeah. No.
It was a dumb joke.
I tried to purge that from my memory because it makes me angry.
Anyway, welcome to the Morphin' Grid. I'm Josh.
I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 520. Power Rangers. Dino Thunder, episode 24, a Ranger exclusive. I was the one that got the Poof Pal surprise, after all.
It aired July 31st, 2004, written by Douglas Sloan, directed by Andrew Merrifield. Oh gosh, I've been thinking about that joke for literally 2 weeks.
I can't wait for 100 episodes from now when you do it again.
I'm going to do it again. You're going to forget by then, so.
I've never blazed it.
No, I have not either.
Can you blaze it every hour? I imagine you can.
I mean, I know people that I feel like are constantly that.
Constantly blazing.
Look, it's already illegal in most states still. So there's no law saying you can't blaze it at 520 also.
Right.
You know what I mean? This has been Two Squares Talk About Drugs. If you're new here, what we do is pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you have disc 4 of Dino Thunder on DVD. Because we're on disc 4 now.
What a start.
Yeah, this is going to be one. We're really tying one on today.
So I blame Adam Devine.
I also blame Adam Devine. This is why you shouldn't let famous people do podcasts.
Yeah.
I just feel like across the board, if you're famous, you're not allowed to do podcasts. Get out of here. We don't want you. You seem like a real dink about it. You don't know how. And I don't want to be like extremely rude, but like also, actors also should not be allowed to do podcasts. Because like, you don't know what goes, like a lot of actors do, sure. But clearly Adam Devine doesn't know how long it takes to make a thing, because he just shows up and says whatever he wants, regardless of what's in the script, and then goes home, and then poof, pow, yeah. Surprise, a poof, movie happens.
Poof, pow, surprise, it's in your ear hole the next day.
He's the villain in my favorite movie. He's the bad guy in Pitch Perfect.
He's actually, we just watched, I think it's called When We First Met, or something like that. He's like the leading role in it, and I don't know if that was a great idea. It's an okay movie. I just don't know if Adam Devine is a movie carrier.
No, I don't think so. So he was the bad guy in Pitch Perfect 1. He played Bumper Allen, and he was really good at it. And then he was in Pitch Perfect 2, where both him and Rebel Wilson, another actor I don't particularly care for, were told, I guess, just do whatever you want. Don't worry about it. Because they single-handedly dragged the movie down a little bit with their cool jokes that just keep going. They just keep on going. And they're clearly just them trying to one-up each other. And that's not funny to watch, I don't think. A lot of the time. Anyway, Josh, do you want to go watch a Ranger exclusive?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. I mean, yesterday was your birthday, so
my birthday. Today is my mom's birthday, so I think you still need to be nice to me.
Well, I like your mom, so I will allow it.
Dino Thunder, power up!
And we're back, and we just watched
a Ranger exclusive.
I was gonna say we just watched Apple Jam, not to spoil the lead, but I forgot altogether what we just watched. We watched, Ranger Exclusive, a whole episode of Power Rangers that I have a lot of thoughts about that we'll get to in just a minute. HeyJakeAndJosh.com is the website, updated up through Time Force. There's also the archive feed, which is the first 10 seasons of the show, and the two classic feeds, which are up to Turbo.
No shortage of ways to listen.
Yeah, you can find us.
To the Morphin Grid.
Yeah, also, if you just know how we put files up, you can just type that into your web browser.
Mm-hmm. I think I've explained it before, so if you're a loyal listener, then you know the secret.
Real one. Only 90s kids remember how to put them in.
If you know how to find any episodes you want by typing in the link, you a real one.
You're a real one. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Apple Jam Podcasts, Google Play and Stitcher, and Podknife and Podbay and Podbay B. Pod
exclusive?
Pod exclusive. Pod exclusive?
Pod exclusive. We're not going out, we're just hanging out.
That was maybe the realest line Power Rangers, like the most accurate to being a human teenager line Power Rangers has ever put in a thing. Anyway, Pod, we're not going out, we're just hanging out. It's like, it's casual, don't worry about it. It's not serious. Yeah, you can't subscribe.
No, you have to download individual episodes.
You can only listen to individual episodes at a time. You gotta, once you make the commitment, then it switches you over to Pod Steady.
To whatever okaypodcast.com.
You can leave us a rating interview in any of those places. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh for as little as $1 a month. You can help support the show, and we really appreciate it. And I am going to check to see if we have any new patrons. I feel like we probably do. I love that they just tell me how much the people are giving if they are from another country and how it is adjusted for inflation or currency transfer.
Exchange rate?
The exchange rate is what I was looking for and couldn't find. Because if not, if they aren't, then they went to give us like a specific amount and they just picked a funny number, right? Like they just were like $1.50.
So does like, that work like if someone in England is looking at it and we have a tier that's $5, do they see £5?
No, they see like £4.50 or whatever, but it's in pounds. And then they will say you have someone who is a four pound and 30 quid. I don't know what England uses for their quid, funny money.
Quid is like when we say bucks.
It's like slang? I thought it was like cents. Maybe not.
I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't
know. The only time anyone ever explained England's money to me was in the first episode of Sherlock Holmes in the 22nd century when Sherlock Holmes found himself in the 22nd century and one of the like kids that unfroze him, I think. I know it's been a long time since I watched the show. They had to explain how money worked now. But that was in the late 90s. And I'm very old now and forgot that today was Thursday for about an hour.
Yeah. I think it's like if pounds is dollars, then quid is bucks.
Okay. Someone correct us.
Yeah. Tell me if I'm way off with that.
Yeah. Anyway, we got some new patrons. First up, Kari S.
Thank you, Kari.
Second, Pokavim. Pokevim. I'm going to say Pokevim.
Thank you, Pokevim.
Next, Bemia.
Thank you, Bemia.
I feel like I am hitting a syllable wrong in that. I don't know if it's Bemia. I don't know if it's Bemia. Let me know.
Yeah. Let us know what the proper emphasis is.
Yeah. On which syllable should I emphasize? That's not a emphasis is not a word.
Emphasize.
There we go. Next up is H.
Thank you, H.
Just the letter
today's
H.
Episode is brought to you by the letter H.
And Al R.
Thank you, Al.
Mac M is a new patron.
Thank you, Mac.
And that is our newest patron.
All right.
So thank you all very much. We got it. You got a whole week off in a couple weeks. So one of those days we need to talk about some tattooed teenage footage from Beverly Hills.
I guess it is technically my birthday vacation. so
What better gift to give yourself?
I don't know, like the $500 I could get for selling it still wrapped.
There's no... Is it still wrapped? Yeah, of course it's still wrapped. Yeah, we haven't watched it.
Yeah, Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills, that's going for samurai money.
No one's going to buy it, though.
The inflation on that is, like, bigger than GameStop.
I don't know who is going to know that Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills exists and is available for purchase that either A, doesn't already have it, or B, knows how to find it just somewhere on the internet. A lot of episodes are just on YouTube, by the way. Not full episodes, and it's like, here's episode 12, and it's in a minute and a half chunks to get past Wild Brain's copyright censors, because Wild Brain owns, formerly DHX Media, who owns Cookie Jar, who owns Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills. I've done a lot of research on the subject. Let me see if we have any emails.
All right. I guess I'll check reviews while you're checking stuff.
Yeah. I don't think we do. Nope. No new emails. Just one talk about Super Bowl. Hey, did you know Super Bowl was bad this year?
Yeah. Tom Brady, who I almost just called Doug Funny. This is what third
Tom
shift
Brady
will,
is the Doug Funny of football, because I hate that little bastard.
This is what third shift will do to your brain. It makes you think Tom Brady is Doug Funny, and I feel like that's a disservice to Doug Funny.
I feel like Doug Funny wouldn't actively and just with a lot of gall cheat on live television that 50 million people were watching.
Yeah, can't you like see him hand the referees money at some point during the game?
You might as well be able to. I found out that, so he's on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. They're, hey everybody, if you don't like sports, just skip ahead until you stop hearing sports, because I'm just going to talk about sports for a minute. Now that I'm 30, I like sports.
I was thinking the other day, I was like, maybe I should get the new Madden, because I do feel like I like football all of a sudden.
I'm really into volleyball because of the anime that transferred into just me liking the actual sport of volleyball. And let me tell you, NCAA volleyball is going on right now. Go Huskers. I'm a Nebraska fan, because when else is Nebraska at the top of any list?
Like a corn Husker? That's your volleyball name?
The Huskers, yeah.
Very intimidating. I don't want to mess with a Husker.
They're currently fourth, but they, you know, they'll. I have a feeling
that's close enough to the top. There's what, like, 32 teams.
They 2000. There's a lot. I don't know how many there are. There's 25 that are listed on every week on the NCAA volleyball Instagram in the rankings. I'm sure there's more because I hear about more. Anyway, Tom Brady. Tom Brady goes. He works at Tampa Bay Buccaneers now. He used to work at Patriots, and he doesn't do that anymore. He's like, I don't want to do Patriots. I'm gonna go to Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a team that sucks and has always sucked. And I don't know where they got the Tom Brady money.
They were good one other year.
One time, like 40 years ago.
It was like 2007, I think.
Maybe
somewhere around.
Might
there.
As well be 40 years ago. They were good once, and that's it. And they've always, other than that, Tampa Bay's always been terrible. Everyone knows that. So somehow they.
They also have a very good logo, though. Based on logos, they're a solid number two for me.
They are up there. I logo wise, now they have Tom Brady. I like them almost dead last. So they held the Super Bowl in Tampa this year, where the Tampa Bay plays, mm-hmm. where Tom Brady works.
Right at his job.
The refs there clearly wanted to party in Tampa Bay that night. So there were just so many horse calls on the Chiefs that, like, it was laughable at one point. There was one point where you could clearly see them actively goading and calling plays on one specific guy on defense on the Chiefs, so that it made him mad. So he did something, and then they called unsportsmanlike conduct on him. It was so dumb. I tapped out halfway, because if I want to see 11 guys get f***ed that hard, I'll watch Lena Paul do it. Anyway, so that's been sports talk.
I'm unfamiliar with the reference.
I just enjoy her work.
Wink.
Wink.
No, I did have to Google it, not a name I was familiar with.
She's... Look, I'm not going to talk about it. Anyway, do we have any reviews, Josh?
No, we did not.
Okay, cool. You want to talk about
get on the reviews. Come on, y'all.
Look, I don't know how many of you there are.
We're gonna lock you on Gog Island.
Yeah, you want super detention on Gog Island?
No.
They hit your brain with lasers there, and sometimes they turn you into a fish. You don't want that.
They'll use your body for a monster, and that's some kind of body horror I don't think anybody really wants to deal with.
At best, Mezogog is a close talker, and he's going to be right in your face the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, this episode is hot and heavy for a minute.
Yo, there, yeah. Well, last episode...
There was a weird sex line last episode, but
there's a plot. There's a whole plot.
They basically, I think, just do it in this
one. I mean, maybe. Before we start, now that we have to watch the intro, did you notice anything kind of weird about the introduction, the theme song and all that?
Did I notice anything... nothing really jumps out.
Like maybe a returning feature or vehicle from last season?
No.
Like at some point there's a big 18-wheeler with the Dino Thunder logo on it.
Yeah, I think I noticed this last episode that a big truck drives up and I'm like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
There's the big truck. I wonder when that's going to come into the season.
I think it was Jackie, maybe it was Ray. I was somebody told us a while ago that like it'll be back. Don't worry, it's coming back.
A staple of the Disney seasons, I think,
because
they
bought a 18-wheeler for Power Rangers every year. They just slap a new logo on it, and that makes financial sense. But do you
same mold for the toys and just like
exactly?
Here's new stickers,
and boys love trucks, so that's gonna sell.
I was never really a truck kid.
I was into cars for a while, but I was never super. I was never like, hell yeah, give me that 18-wheeler.
The only thing I did with my cars was smash them up.
You took your Hot Wheels and you hit them at each other so hard until they died.
What I would do, I've probably told this story on the podcast.
It's been long enough that we have new listeners.
But it would take two Hot Wheels, right? And this was in the 90s when they were made out of like aluminum.
They were tin foil garbage. Yeah.
Yeah. I crash them into me. I do demolition derby, so I just like dump my cars out in the on the sidewalk out front of my apartment, and I would like just grab them and slam them into each other, and then where they were touching, I would take them and I would just like ding them up with a rock to get like real time battle
to give
damage.
Them battle damage.
Yeah,
nice.
Very few of them survived. I did have one that was like from a McDonald's Happy Meal that was made out of plastic, but it was like good solid plastic.
It was the good stuff, man.
He was a racing car though, so. Because I also had one like strip of track with a loop in it that I could set up in my living room.
Nice. If I were to give this little part of the show clickbait title, it would be Hot Wheels collectors hate him, and then it would be this story.
They do. Oh, I wish I had those cars, but they still might be in the closet at my mom's house. Well,
next time you're up there,
I'll just see if I can get some pictures and post them on like a Hot Wheels forum or something.
Hey, are these worth anything?
Hey, I played with these when I was a kid. How do you feel about that?
Are they good? Is it $500 for each of them, probably?
All the paint scraped off of this one. So it was actually repainted with like a matte finish, and the headlights are just two like dots of white out. Do you think I could get a couple bucks for
that? What do you think I can get for that? Anyway, so we start off with the Rangers. They're biking. They're going to stop a transmitter. And now here's a fun thing that I have to try to figure out over the course of the show, unless you can tell me right now.
Okay.
They're stopping a transmitter, which is attached to a satellite, that is going to simultaneously download Jupiter and drill into the Earth and cause a chain reaction? Why are they sending... to Jupiter. What does Jupiter have to do with today's episode of Power Rangers Dino Thunder?
This is also very timely, because I feel like this is also something you retweeted. I think Mezogog is trying to go to Jupiter so that he can get more stupider. And he's gonna go right past Mars, and he's not gonna get more candy bars. No. Which is a bummer for him.
Yeah, well, he's a dinosaur. Do they even like candy?
I don't know what the actual idea here is, because
it's stupid.
It's stupid, and like they will do it later, and it's just like.
It sounded like to me, because by the end of the episode, I'm trying to detective my way through this. I'm trying to Columbo this episode together, and do they want to shoot Jupiter with some sort of beam so that Jupiter explodes and then that hits the Earth?
That would either hit the Earth or Jupiter being this big like meteor shield for us being gone would.
Oh yeah, maybe that
would make us get hit, and then we would die by meteors like dinosaurs did.
Oh, irony.
And then Mezogog can be like, "No, it can be the age of the dinosaurs again." Or whatever. He just wants dinosaurs back, I think.
He wants dino time. This time, this is the only episode so far where his plan of make Earth dino times again is actually, he's actually doing something in order to make Earth dino times again. So at least he's got that going for him. So they are beaming, they're either sending something to Jupiter or downloading Jupiter or something, and they send a beam there, and it's also drilling the Earth. I have no idea. And this is Elsa and the White Ranger, because if you'll recall, Zeltrax is dead.
It's gone. Smitty. And I did not realize until right now that this is a Smitty-free episode.
There is zero Smitty in this episode because he died on a spaceship when Tommy killed him and blew his spaceship up.
Yeah. Smitties hate him.
One weird trick to get Smitties to hate you.
A new XFL, there's going to be one player in the back of his jersey says, "Smitty hate me."
If they do... That person's a Morphin Grid fan.
Yeah.
And so
maybe put Morphin Grid on the back of your jersey instead.
Oh, do that. If you can, if you're an XFL player, and I can't imagine you are. if you're in Dwayne Johnson's the XFL and you get to pick what you put on the back, if you put an in joke or reference to any of our shows, please let us know.
Yeah.
Because that would be wonderful for us.
I hope you're a battle hawk.
I'm a Renegades man.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
I like a battle hawk. They're like a close third. Because I also like the Seattle Dragons.
There was a Dragons. I don't remember where anybody was.
I think Seattle's. I know Tampa Bay was the Vipers. We did a whole accidental gas cast on this on Patreon. Anyway, so. Rangers get to the transmitter. No one's guarding it. So Elsa's like, go down there with some crusties and stop them. So they teleport in. They start fighting. Now, Josh, as is tradition, whenever there is a countdown on the show,
mm-hmm.
I count along with it as I am wont to do. And typically, you'll go like 10, 9. And then I'll keep going, and then I'll come back, and it'll be like, all right, 6. But it'll say 9 still, right?
Yeah. It'll be 9 for like 20 seconds.
Yeah. It did the opposite this time. It starts at 36. In 3 seconds, it's down to 28. And then in by the time it should be at 13, it is about to explode. It's at like 2. So
okay.
The first time ever, it is off the other way.
Yeah. Did Kira seem like very sleepy at the beginning of this?
There was a line, I don't remember what she said, but it definitely was like...
Yeah, when they first get there, she's like, hey, it's the Krusties, or what?
Hey, get
and then she tumbles into the battle, she's like a roll, or like a somersault, or something, but she just goes like, yeah.
Maybe Emily Hanna was just like, real tight. It was like 3 a.m.
Because after that, she's fine. Like, when she starts making kick and punch noises, like, they're fine. It's just beginning, she just had to, like, amp up, I guess.
There's also one later that's, like, weirdly stiff. It's, like, very, very stiff. And she's like, let's get the thing now or something. I forget what she says, but it's, like, it's really stiff. And I was like, I don't know, maybe she's just having an off day in the booth. So the Rangers, before it can blow up, the Rangers shoot it. Before it can beam... It's not going to blow up. Before it can beam and do whatever it's going to do, they shoot it and they blow it up.
At like 1 second left.
Yeah, they just pull out their guns. They're like, there's no time to figure out how to disarm it. Might as well just blow it up. That's probably fine, right? And it was. It did work. And then we cut to them somewhere else. Are they back at the lab? It's just them for like 1 second, and Kira's like, hey, I'm doing a new song at Cyberspace. Yeah, y'all want to come see?
They're at like the bottom of the stairs about to leave the lab, I think.
Okay. And Connor's like, I got soccer practice. And Ethan's like, I also am busy with my mom and the dentist.
Do you know that face SpongeBob makes when he finds out Squidward likes Krabby Patties?
Yes.
That's the face I made when Ethan was like, I'm busy.
Yeah.
I was like, you have a date, don't you, Ethan?
Kira, don't you, Ethan? Kira's like, that's cool. You don't have to, it's okay to miss it. That's fine. Don't worry about it. And then we cut to later, and Kira is on her way to cyberspace with her guitar. So you know she's like doing something with it. She won't. This episode.
No, we never see the performance.
No, we don't get there in time because something much more important happens, that she sees Ethan being like kind of sneaky. And she's like, all right, Ethan, what are you up to? And she follows him. And then she sees Ethan and Cassidy like holding hands and talking. And it's very cute. They're still kind of dating. I thought I would never see this again.
Genuinely shocked when he was like, oh, I'm busy. I was like, I know what I want this to be, but I don't think that's what it is. And then
can't
he's
get
like,
my hopes up.
Yeah, and then he's sneaking around town, and I was like, don't do this to me, Walt. Don't play me this way, Walt.
Walter.
But no, then he went and met Cassidy. It was very sweet.
Yeah, and they're just like hanging out. And they're just like holding hands. It's really cute. Smash cut to them at cyberspace, where Kira's like, so you and Cassidy, huh? What's going on there? And he's like, no, what? Nothing? Yeah, I've never seen her before.
She's like, I saw you with her, and there was hand touching.
There was hand touching. And he's like, we're not going out. We're just hanging out, which is a precursor to going out. When you're a teenager, that's how you build up to this. And it's just it's very sweet. And then Kira is like, and I'm gonna give Kira the BOTD and say that she doesn't want her friend to get like hurt.
Yeah,
because last episode Cassidy was a real so-and-so to Kira. And so she knows she can be mean. So she's like, you know, she like hates geeks. Like, she is like the number one hater of geeks ever, right? Not that you're a geek.
Yeah, and he's like, to backpedal a little bit.
Yeah, and he's like, she's not that bad. She's just insecure. And I don't know where this line of questioning, it's kind of a leap to make, but like, I'm just going to go with it. She's like, she's just insecure. Like, if you made the first move, like, she would be your friend. And Emma's like, Emma's the actress. Emma's the actress who plays Kira. Kira is like, what? What do you mean? And he's like, yeah, you guys have stuff in common. You work at a TV show. So she still has this internship. She's continuity still heavy.
Yeah. Also, Devin ends up still being there.
Yeah.
At the end of this.
He's like, you work at a TV station? She wants to be a reporter. You guys have stuff in common.
Those aren't the same, I don't think. But
no. But he's basically like, please be friends with my not girlfriend. Please be friends with my not girlfriend.
It's like, oh, well, yeah, you have a podcast and she plays guitar. So, like, you have things in common.
And she's heard things. She's heard people talk before.
I've seen her with headphones.
Yeah.
It's basically the same.
Pretty much the same. So, but he's like, please just be friends with my girlfriend. And she's like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And then they do their cool secret handshake. And then we cut to Elsa, who's looking for a new satellite because the last one done got blowed up to hell. And they find one, and this is where it like, I don't know how to explain. Like, the filmography gets a little weird because she's looking for the satellite and we see it, but it turns out that's also an establishing shot of where Kira is.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that for a second, that we just kind of jumped over to this other scene. But apparently Kira has leveled up from working on Fishman,
getting Fishman's coffee, to being one of like the CEO's yes men that follow him around,
like his personal intern. And he's like, he's the CEO, but he's also just like the news editor in chief. He's J. Jonah Jameson,
yeah,
right, but for TV news. And he also has just the buck wildest accent. It's going in and out coming in, going, changing.
I thought at first, I was like, oh, they're letting him just have it. But then, like, he doesn't have it in sometimes.
In, like, a sentence or two, he just drops it, and it's gone. But then, wait, here it comes again. Whoa, you thought you could get away from us, accent. Not so fast. There's also, like, 40 people behind him, and he's, like, someone got called up to the big network and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm running low on reporters. And she's like, oh, I know a reporter. And he's like, is she pretty? And he's Akira's like, I keep wanting to call her Emma. I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's because you had to watch the intro. Now you're like, oh, her name is Emma.
I paid closer attention to it this time for some reason. Because I usually watch the intro while I set the note up. But then it's over. And I go on with my life. And today I just like grabbed on to everything I could. But so Kira is like, why does it matter that she's pretty? Or what does it matter what she looks like? And J. Jonah Jameson, because he still does not have a name as far as I know, so I'm just going to call him J. Jonah Jameson. He's like, it's TV, not radio. And Kira's like, yes, she's very pretty, trust me. And she's a great reporter. And he's like, well, I'm desperate, so yeah, bring her in. And Kira's like, she'll be here. And we don't see the phone call, but I would love to have seen the phone call.
Because I think it cuts right to the like interview or whatever, right?
Yeah. So they're at his desk. And he has like, again, like 15 people behind him. And at one point, Kira, like right when she's like, I know somebody, everyone turns and looks at her and like puts stuff in her face. Like, huh? What are you going to say? And Kira's like, everyone back up. I'm like,
they're getting the scoop.
Yeah, right? Like, this is a new hot news item. New reporter.
Like, this isn't going to go on TV, you bunch of idiots. Like,
they're a bunch of dorks, but all these extras are doing, like, some good background work. It's funny,
a really good, like, nerd herd.
Yeah,
follow this guy around.
So, Cassie's there, and J. Jonah Jameson's like, this is who you're talking about? And Kira's like, trust me, she's great. She has plenty of experience. And Cassidy's about to say something, and Kira like cuts her off and like vouches for her. It's very aggressive and kind of weird.
It is a little odd because Cassidy gets like offended. But to Kira's credit, she is a little aggressive about it. But Cassidy was about to blow her chances.
Absolutely. Because he's like, yeah, there's like a sheep farm that is a petting zoo, and you're going to go cover that. And I'm like, is that news?
Who is she? Robin Scherbatsky?
And, well, yes.
A little bit.
A little bit. And so she's about to say, like, I don't do petting. And Kira's like, she does petting zoo. She loves him. She's going to do it. And Cassie's like, what? Okay. And Kira just basically like, puts her balls on the desk. Is like, you need her. You're desperate. You can't. You got to do it. And J. Jonah's like, all right. Yeah, you got me.
High schooler, you couple of high schoolers have really backed me into a corner here.
Two high school girls just wrecked this guy's whole day by just like putting him in his place, and I kind of like that.
I don't know if you mentioned this. When he like leans in to say something to Cassidy, and like the whole herd behind him leans in,
with him,
and he's just like, "Can I help you?" And they all just scatter.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, paperwork, coffee, gotta go.
Busy. So we cut from him being like, all right, you got the job. You go look at the sheep farm.
It's like none of the other people have ever thought to like tell him that he needs something.
Yeah, like to tell him like a thing he needs to hear and not just what he wants to hear. We cut to later, nebulously later, and Kira sees a bunch of Krusties just like doing stuff. Like, trying to get into an elevator.
They're trying to get into, like, the parking garage, I think?
They're in the parking garage. I think they're trying to get to the elevator that goes to the roof where the satellite is what I'm...
Yeah.
What I think is happening. And so she fights them, and it's a pretty good fight. I don't remember a ton, except that at one point she dodges a Krusty who Dukes of Hazzards his way into a car.
Yeah, she does a lot of really good stuff in this fight.
The first thing she does is, like, do two, like, wall jump kicks to, like, skip around them. It's pretty cool.
Like, she's talking smack. She's getting some cool acrobatic moves in. It's a very exciting fight.
Yeah.
And it's all unmorphed.
It's all unmorphed.
Which is, like, always better. Even though it's, like, obviously a stunt woman at multiple points.
It's less obviously a stunt woman than Elsa's fight later, who is definitely a stunt woman, which is still good. Like, it's still a good fight, and I think the stunt woman is probably pretty dope, and I would kind of like to see her do more. But it's clearly not the person who plays Elsa in that fight. it ends with Kira getting them all basically onto one car and screaming at it. And I really wish the car would have, like, all the glass would have shattered on the car or something, but it doesn't. Yeah. They just die.
No, she's a hero. She can't do property damage.
That's true.
She's not Superman, Jake.
She's not Spider-Man. She just sometimes grabs cars and throws them at bad guys, which is dope. I love that. I love this. Everyone forgets that Spider-Man is like wicked strong, but then also like that's someone's car.
Yeah.
Come on, Pete.
They only had two pavements left on that car.
Ah, dang. Hopefully their insurance covers Spider-Man damage. After they fight them, we cut back to Mezogog, who is this close. He is this close to Elsa.
He is so close. He's like brushing her hair out of her face with his big meaty claw.
Big meaty paws.
I don't even know what they're talking about at this point because I was so distracted by the goo goo eyes they made at each other.
They are basically doing it. They are eye screwing each other hard.
The minute Zeltrax exploded, Elsa was like, "Hey, Mezogog. I see you also like to wear a lot of leathers. I'm into leathers too."
Now that Zeltrax is gone, he's like, "All right, now I can put the moves on Elsa without like just like Smitty watching, you know?" Because like the White Ranger clone is still here, but he, according to Tommy, isn't alive, so it doesn't count, right? So, but he's like, "All right, we're gonna make a virus that we can put into the mechanics of the satellite so that it will get the system and the Rangers will never know."
It's like we'll get in through the technology, basically.
It seems like this is gonna be some sort of secret operation, right?
Yeah.
Keep that in mind for like 1 minute from now. So she's like, "We could send Krusty's, but they couldn't do anything." So he walks over and he's like, "We make a virus," and he hits the Geno randomizer and he makes a monster. And the monster is a planet, kind of.
It's a Jupiter. His name is Jupiter.
It's Jupiter. J. Jupiter Jameson. And
how did they make a monster out of Jupiter?
Well, they have some of Jupiter's DNA, Josh.
I guess. Obviously. So is Jupiter the DNA part, and then there's like a plant and an object in there, or is Jupiter like the object?
I think Jupiter is the object. I honestly couldn't tell what else he was supposed to be. It's just like, what if the thing from the movie The Thing tried to eat Jupiter? You know,
I'll look him up.
Yeah, look up Jupiter.
See if I can get a because good look like at him.
I genuinely, we don't see him a ton in this episode, but there I was looking at him and I was like, I see the big Jupiter ball he has on his tummy. I don't know what anything else is, though.
Let's see. Waiting for Ranger Wiki to load here.
Okay.
He might have, like, some space shuttle in him.
So is...
Because his arms are, like, the cannon part, but it's got, like the fins, like a bottom of a space shuttle.
So is the mechanical part a spaceship and the plants, like the organic, not the animal, but the other thing... Jupiter?
Let's see if it says.
He's part Jupiter, part a spaceship, part Jupiter again.
It doesn't say. It says Jupiter is a Jupiter-based robot monster. That's it.
Okay, thanks, Ranger Wiki. Good work. Good detective work. I think we should get Cassidy Cornell on Ranger Wiki to investigate why everything sucks there so bad. So we cut from him going like, "Yeah, I'm going to infect them because I'm also a virus somehow." Maybe Jupiter is the animal and virus is the organic thing and spaceship is the robot part.
Oh, maybe. It's getting a little abstract.
Yeah.
It's like you pulling for apple dishes.
Yeah. Just exactly like that. So he's like, "I'm going to sneak in. I'm going to infect it. I'm going to take over. It's going to be real cool." And this definitely seems like a subtle, sneaky kind of under the radar plan. Smash cut to him, 30 stories tall, saying, "I'm going to infect the satellite." And Kira sees him and is like, "Guys, you should come over."
I would say, of course, he's a giant because he's based on Jupiter, the giantest of the gas giants. But yes. Like, he wasn't a giant in the ship, so
no, he didn't start giant.
Yeah, I don't know.
So she calls the boys, and they are just already driving somewhere together. I like that they're just hanging out. That's pretty nice.
Not going out. They're just hanging out.
They're also just hanging out.
Hanging out with the family.
Having ourselves a party. I love Birdemic. I still gotta watch the second one, but apparently, like, he's in on the joke, and so it's not as good. Because once you try to make a bad movie, you're not making a bad movie anymore. You're making something that sucks.
You're just doing Sharknado.
Sharknado 1 was like on the line, right? Because it was like it's stupid, but like that's the point. And Tara Reid's in it, and who I love, but nobody else seems to.
Yeah, the main guy in that movie does Superman punch his way long ways, like all the way through a shark.
Yeah, they also like fight the Sharknado with a chainsaw?
Probably
in the first one?
That might be one of the later ones. I don't know. I've only seen the first one,
but by the fourth one,
I've only seen it once, so it's not like ingrained in my memory.
Did we watch it together? I feel like we watched it together.
We may have.
That seems right. But I know in the fourth one, like, Chris Jericho's there, and he's like, looks like another Sharknado movie, and I'm like, get out of here, Chris. Nobody wants you here. So like, when he stops going, I'm going to make a serious movie that's just like Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, but also with an environmental message. And it's terrible because it's Birdemic, but it's from his heart. And so I like that about it. That's good. When he's like, I'm going to make Birdemic 2. That's when I'm like, no, bud, you lost the plot. You've become the villain now. Don't do this to me. Anyway, so he's big. They morph. And then he melts into a building. Ethan also says, like, he looks contagious. And I was like, I don't think he does. He looks like Jupiter to me.
Are those syringes not space shuttles? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think Power Rangers is going to do a syringe monster. I don't think that's a thing that should be done.
I don't think so either. I don't think they have the kind of soft touch that you
maybe the new Power Rangers for grown-ups can have a syringe monster.
Oh, yeah. Which monster is made out of weed and
Blazator.
When is Blazator trying to get Zach to get high and stop doing stuff? Also, in Riverdale, so in Archie Comics, there's a magical elf. Don't worry about it. His name's Jingle Jangle. He's a Christmas elf from Santa Claus Town. And in Riverdale, which is sex Archie, and they got to make everything cool now, asterisk, it's still
Jingle Jangle's
stupid.
A pimp?
Jingle Jangle is a drug. They just straight up call this drug that comes in pixie sticks Jingle Jangle. Which monster do you think they would take and turn into just a drug?
Tickle Sneezer.
Oh, you got it in one. Yeah, no. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Tickle Sneezer is like made out of, it's like something you snort that's made out of putty dust.
Yeah.
And it turns you into monsters halfway. Only while you're high, though. Man, Angel Grove, the CW series, is going to be wild.
420 Sneeze It.
So, anyway, he melts. They morph, but then he melts into a building. And they watch him melt into the building. Like, he just, like, slumps down and covers the building. And they're like, what happened? Where'd he go? And Tommy's like, come back to the lab. We need to figure it out. I'm like, he's right there. I just saw it. I saw what happened. He was 30 stories tall, and then he melted, and now he's on a satellite. But they don't know. We cut into, like, the server room, and there's a lot of weird footage matching because it's, like, Sentai footage. But they do close-ups on two guys, one guy in a bad wig who's, like a white guy, and then another guy who is Asian, but, like, it's American footage. And it's just some weird footage matching of, like, there's three people in the room. They do a mouth match, like a classic Rita-style mouth match to one guy, and then they cut to American footage of another guy, and then American footage of another guy in a bad wig, pretending to be one of the guys in the control room. And, like, a big Lord of the Ring eye. What's the Lord of the Ring eyeball name?
Is that Sauron?
I thought Sauron was a pterodactyl man in X-Men. But it might be both.
It could be both. I don't know.
It might be both.
I think it's the eye of I don't know what sounds those were. I don't think they were words.
I understand what you were saying.
I think it's the Eye of Sauron.
Okay. I don't, yeah. Sauron sounds right.
Or is it Sauron?
Oh, it might be Sauron, because it's Smaug.
Yeah.
Which is a joke that I said, and then they're like, no, that's his name. And I was
but
like,
it was
hold
right.
on.
You thought you were getting them, but you were getting got.
I was the one that got gitted. Big Eye of Sauron appears, and these guys start freaking out. And they're like, the mainframe's not working. And then they broadcast the news to Jupiter.
Mm-hmm. They're like trying to drill a hole in Jupiter, I think.
But what? Jupiter's so far away. If anything happens to it,
I don't know why Jupiter is the target. It's because the monster looks like it.
It's because I think the shots of Jupiter is Sentai footage. Like, yeah. Well, we got Jupiter footage. We might as well use it.
Jupiter still has dinosaurs. I'm going to pick them up there and bring them back here.
Josh, if Mezogog said Jupiter still got dinosaurs on it, I would be like, okay, everyone, this would be, first of all, number one episode of Dino Thunder easily. Not even anything else, no matter what else happens in it. It's got Ethan holding hands, and it's got, there is a kiss. Sort of, not the one you're going to expect, but there is a kiss later. And if it had Jupiter dinosaurs, I'd be like, this is the best episode of Dino Thunder in a walk. I'm going to choose to believe that he's going to try to get some dinosaurs from Jupiter then. He's going to download Jupiter dinosaurs.
Jupiter. But it would have to be only ocean-based dinosaurs.
We don't know what is on Jupiter, Josh. We've had this conversation several times, both on and off the podcast.
We don't know. I'm sure scientists are pretty accurate.
How do they know?
I don't
We've
know.
Never been
How
onto
do
Jupiter.
Know anything?
That's what I'm saying. Magnets, man. How do they work?
We've gone over this. You take them out of the Earth, and there's a little bit of gravity left in them.
But some is North gravity, and some is South gravity. Yes, okay. But I still think there might be. We don't know that there's nothing in Jupiter.
Theoretically, it should only be ocean-based dinosaurs,
unless. There's a solid planet in the middle, and Jupiter is just a big atmosphere.
Maybe. Well, they're going to break through the atmosphere with their news laser.
You're right. The news laser, it makes the giant storm on Jupiter, like, crank up to 11. Like, it's bigger.
It almost, it, like, parts the gas at the red spot.
Yeah, and then twists it.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, no. Then we cut back to the lab. The Rangers, Haley's like, it's a monster virus. I know that much. I downloaded something. And I was like, then shouldn't you also have the virus if you're downloading from virus? I'm assuming you're smart enough to make sure that doesn't happen.
She's got Norton.
Sure. She's that good Norton. And she's like, yeah, okay. So, Connor, I messed with some settings on your Triassic power, so now they can stay morphed. Well, you're in Triassic mode. And I was like, good. That was my big complaint for last episode. And then also, the White Ranger is sent there. And so they're like, all right, Connor, you're going to take care of him. And then you three, Trent is also there. So we're, hey, y'all, we're about to get Trent morph. Episode 24, finally getting a Trent morph.
Is Trent there? Physically, his body is there.
I don't know
what they're going for with Trent. Did some of the evil stay in him, so now he's, like, too cool for school, Trent?
No, I think he's just the new guy, and he was, like, a real jerk and tried to kill them a lot, so he's just trying to, like, lay low for a minute till he's sure everyone forgives him.
He just seems so, like, whatever. This Power Ranger stuff's whatever.
It's all right, man. I really like being a barista, though. That's my true calling.
He's like, Wait, Ranger Dino Power, man.
D520 blazed it. Yeah. He does say, and it's not like lethargic like that, but he does say like, hey, at least you know that White Ranger is not me this time. So that's good for me. That's nice. So they morph. They're going to split up. Connor goes to meet Evil White Ranger. The other three go in stop Satellite.
They all run in together, and Connor's like, I'm going to go look for the white dude.
It's weird to say that, and then Trent's like, what?
Trent's like, excuse me?
Trent Fernando is like, what? And they're like, he's like, the other white dude. And I was like, this is a joke that doesn't work as well when you think about it for a second.
Yeah, it's not landing.
So they're like, all right, cool, go do that, Connor. He leaves. He is the only white dude there. So he leaves. He goes to go fight the White Ranger, and they all go inside to go fight the satellite or whatever. And Elsa's there, and she's waiting for them. At some point, and I don't remember when it was, we cut back to her. Maybe it's later. She calls the Tyranodrones T-drones.
Yeah.
It's right now. Yeah, it's right now. She's like, yeah, T-drones, get them. And I was like, that's not going to stick. She's like, Zeltrax is gone. I'm going to call him whatever I want. I'm going to call him T-drones. So they all start fighting. There's a lot of fights going on. Oh, this we cut to a sheep farm where Cassidy and Devin, who is her cameraman, which is nice, are doing a story on the sheep farm. And by story, I mean she falls in what I assume is a poop cage.
It's I think it's mud because Devin's going to be like, should I cut? And she's just like, I'm in mud.
I want to cut. She does it. She, it's very nice. She's like, I'm Cassidy Cornell reporting live from the sheep farm or whatever. And she tries to like sit kind of casually on this little, like, it's just fencing in a mud square.
She tries to like Eddie Guerrero on it.
She's like, hey, and she sits on it and slips immediately and bulks herself right into a bunch of mud. And then so Kevin, that's not his name either, Devin is like, all right, I'll cut it. Then we cut back to the Rangers. White Ranger's fighting Connor. He goes super dino, or Connor goes super dino mode. White Ranger will go super dino mode soon. I don't know when he will also do that. We're just basically cutting back and forth. The only thing I really remember from this fight is that the fight inside is, it's like a multi-level fight because there's like a staircase. And at one point, both Kira and Ethan are going to like break away from the fight to go into the satellite room to stop it. And Elsa shoots a laser with her sword that splits in half and hits both of them. I was like, that's a neat power. You should have done, if it could do one more, you should just start with that.
Yeah.
You know?
When they're all lined up, it's like real easy.
Just get them all. So that's pretty much all that's going on. Eventually they're like, we're gonna go help Connor. Trent's like, I'm gonna stay here and fight Elsa. And they're like, okay. And this is when, like, clearly it's not Miriam Smith, I think her name is. It's clearly not her. It's a stunt actress who rules. She's great. Her sword fighting kicks ass. It's just like clearly not Elsa.
Yeah.
So they do Triassic mode with Connor, and now they don't have to give up their powers. So that's cool, but Triassic mode is still real weird because he takes the evil White Ranger into the Triassiverse, and then this is where White Ranger goes super dino mode. He's a little, his like jagged katars at the end of his hands are real floppy in the opening shot, and I was like, I'm not scared of those. those seem floppier than I think you wanted them to.
Yeah, I don't think super dino mode is as cool as they thought it was.
It's really weird. Like, I understand it, and a lot of me wants to like it, because like he takes you into this pocket universe where I guess he controls physics and whatever.
The Triassic Ranger, that I have different qualms with that. I mean, super dino mode when they get spiky.
No, I love super dino mode. I think it is stupid and a little ugly, but I do genuinely like it. I wish it was it. Triassic mode is what is the thing I wish I loved. But
yeah,
I don't.
But it's just, I don't know. The suit isn't grand enough.
Yeah.
He's not on any aggressive inlines. He doesn't have any extra armor other than the shield. It's just like a new design on new spandex.
His mask has a little thing, and he has like a little, I feel like he has a chest, like a White Ranger-esque, like Mighty Morphin White Ranger-esque chest plate, the like kind of shorter one, but I know he doesn't.
No, I think he gets like shoulder pads like the Black Ranger has.
Yeah, I think so. But the fact that they go into this weird pocket 1995 startup disc, like, welcome to the internet. It's full of possibilities.
There's no weird wireframes in the background this time. It's just like colorful haze.
It's like a bunch of gradients going from like blue to yellow to red and back, and then they're on like a little trampoline.
Yeah.
And they fight there.
It's Final Destination, I think.
Yeah. Well, they should have turned items off, because they do both have a laser and they shoot each other with their lasers, and it like hits in the middle and then it doesn't do anything. Eventually Kira and Ethan like leave and they go into the main room. They like run past Trent and Elsa fighting again, and they go in the main room, and Tommy At one point, it cuts to Tommy talking about how, like, if he doesn't figure out how to turn the laser off, it's going to be real. It broke Jupiter's atmosphere. And it's going to be real bad.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, it got through the atmosphere. We got to stop it soon.
And earlier he was like, I need to figure out how to stop it. And he hasn't told them how to, but they just go in there and shoot the eyeball like it's Legend of Zelda, and that works.
Well, yeah, it's a giant open eye. Of course you shoot it.
It's pretty straightforward, I think.
It's the first boss. Like,
it's the first boss, and it's such a good idea that literally every boss in Twilight Princess has a big eye that you shoot. And then also Breath of the Wild, eyeballs are just, there are monsters that are eyeballs.
Yeah.
And that's because they figured it out.
The Malice has eyes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, looking back at Twilight Princess, knowing about Malice from Breath of the Wild, is like, oh, that kind of tracks. And that's sort of the same thing. So yeah.
There's no game on the planet Earth I wish I liked more than Breath of the Wild.
I don't know why you don't like it.
It just doesn't click with me.
It just doesn't do it?
No, it's the open world concept that I think holds it back for me. It's just not a game style that I like.
Ah.
Because it takes so long to get anywhere, and that's the point, but
Well, once you unlock places, you can fast travel. So
yeah, but you gotta get there first, and then if it's raining, you gotta wait. And then
I feel like it rains a disproportionate amount than it should. That is my only real qualm about the traversal.
I feel like the and everyone's beaten all these points to death, but I'm gonna do it again anyway. I feel like the weapon should have at least 1/3 more health. I don't mind that they break. I just wish they lasted a little longer. Someone on your roof?
Yeah, a bunch of snow just fell off the roof. I think for me. Because you didn't finish the game, right? You didn't.
No.
How far did you get?
Two beasts.
Okay.
I did the Zoras and the Gorns.
The Gorns is the easiest one. Gorn was so easy. I it took me 5 hours. It was at least 4 hours to beat the Zora one. I beat the Gorn one in a minute. It was so easy. But the thing about the weapons breaking is that after around the second boss, you get so many good weapons so often that it doesn't really become a problem.
Yeah.
And as long as you have enough slots for them, that you're never really oh, no, I don't have any weapons anymore. What am I going to do? It's oh, no, I have 15 swords. I'll be fine. So, but I also, early game, you're all right, going to hit this. Oh, my stick broke. Dang.
Oh, my rusty sword. And then you get a knight sword and you're oh, yeah. And then that breaks and all you have is sticks and spears and maybe a boomerang. And you're this is working for me.
And you're I don't know how to catch the boomerang. I don't think I can do it.
But yeah, that and just the item system is a give and take that I wish I got more items. Or yeah, I wish there were more runes that they weren't all just given to you up front.
Yeah, I feel if you could find more runes, if there's a hookshot rune, Breath of the Wild 2.
But my thing also is my favorite Zelda game is Link's Awakening, where you go to
items.
One dungeon, you get an item, it unlocks more of the map, it leads to the next dungeon, and it progresses that way. And this is the exact opposite of that, which is just not really what I'm into. I do want to get through all the bosses and finish the story.
The story's really good. I really like the story of Breath of the Wild. The voice acting is a little bad. It's not the best, but I like it. I think Zelda is very charming, even if I don't know why she's making the choices she's making.
Her voice, every time she speaks, startles me at first. I'm like, oh, that's how she sounds. No one else sounds
Zelda.
Like that.
No.
The king doesn't even sound like that.
No, the king I feel like has an American accent.
Yeah.
And Zelda's voice actress is American. They're just British, princesses are. She's got it. Anyway, they shoot the eyeball Breath of the Wild and he pops back out. And now he's Jupiter again and okay, get all out now. It's a metal roof, so it slowly melts the bottom layer.
Oh, I see. And it's just avalanches.
And then it just a bunch will fall off at a time. And once that does for a minute, it's oh, chain reaction. One time it went literally the whole length of the house. It was collapsing. So we cut to Cassidy and Devin. Cassidy is covered in mud. She's half covered in mud. They're walking back. She's like, I don't know if I'm going to do reporting anymore. I think this is actually not for me. Every time I try to do something, it goes bad. I don't want to get caught up in mud all the time. And Devin's like, yeah, I get it. And then they see Jupiter and she's like, oh, I'm start filming. When a, like 10 episodes ago, she's like, a Monster Attack isn't news. But now it's big news.
Now it's the a Ranger exclusive. News. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. So they start filming. We cut to Jupiter, who stomps on Connor, who, like Atlas, catches it, throws him. They're like, that's Triassic power, baby. And then he gets the Triassic rover, which he also calls Mesodon Megazord. Yeah, and I thought he said Mezagog Megazord like three times.
I also thought he said that. I was like, weird choice. I don't know why why he's a Mezagog Megazord.
I don't know why they called it a Mesodon. That's close enough to Mezagog that it sounds evil.
Yeah, like, I mean, it does have that same, like, spiky, not Triceratops head that Mezagog kind of has.
Yeah.
So maybe they're based on the same dinosaur. I don't know. Maybe? It's weird.
It's just Connor, like a big guy with two axes.
He gets his own Megazord, too. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this Red Ranger stuff, man. And I love Connor. He's maybe, of the Rangers, might be my favorite character, but I hate this Red Ranger stuff, this Triassic Ranger stuff.
And hey, guess what? Apparently it doesn't get better.
Yeah.
this just keeps going. They might even lean into it harder later.
Yay.
For all we know. But yeah, so it's just like a big guy with two axes, and he has Magnesis, and he picks him up with Magnesis, and then he blows up in the sky and Jupiter's dead. And then the beam stops beaming to Jupiter, the planet, and it's fine. They're like, good, Jupiter won't, I guess, you get to pull out a big gun and shoot us now. I don't know what the plan with Jupiter is. It makes literally no sense to me. We go to commercial. When we come back and we're in the newsroom, Devin comes in. He like actually bumps the guy. He's like, hey, sorry, man. It's really, I love how like easy Devin is. Like, he's just like an easy, chill dude. And I like, he does a really good job at like giving that energy off. But apparently they're watching footage from the 24th episode of Power Rangers Dino Thunder that we just saw.
What are Ethan and Connor doing here? They don't work here.
They are. Well, one of them is not dating the new reporter star.
Okay. So Ethan is Cassidy's plus one and Connor is Kira's plus one.
Yep. I think.
Okay. Sure.
So. Yeah.
You know, you get a plus one at your job. You can bring someone with you.
You can just bring someone to your job whenever you want. It's fine. So they do there's like this push in, and then they get real close up on Cassidy's face, and the lens is not flattering. Her face, it's not fisheye, but it's so close.
It's close?
It's not good. I don't like, they did her dirty. It looks different. So it looks like, hey, this is different from the TV show you're watching. It's newsier because it's like a different shot. Like, it physically looks different. It just looks bad. So, but she does like a big, she does like this big speech about Power Rangers and how they're great and they stop a monster. And it was good. And it was well done.
Yeah, it wasn't
like,
bad. All
right, going to commercial. And then J. Jonah Jameson's like, hey, you did good. I hate to say that because I don't like you, I think, but great
well,
job.
Well, she interviewed here once with him before.
Right, and he tried to get because she tried to get the White Ranger footage and the Granny Boy done did her dirty.
Yeah. There's a lot of continuity between characters in this episode.
This episode is a continuity heavy episode, which is weird. They just were like, is the one.
And they did it. Like, it's not wrong, which is like really nice.
I know. They hired a script supervisor for one episode. finally. So then she and Devin talk for a second, like, we need to figure out our next like big story, something dark and mysterious. He's like, yeah, we should do that. And then Kira's like, cool, I'm she's like off to the side. She's like, all right, I'm gonna leave now. And she's like, wait, Kira, thanks for getting me the job. And it's like, it's sincere. It's not what I just did. It's sincere. And then she kisses Kira on the cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, thanks or whatever. And then leaves. And then Ethan's like, at least she's trying. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba. It was a weird thing they did with Cassidy right at the very end where she, like, got sarcastic about it. Like, I feel like she was genuine and we could have just let that live, right?
Yeah, but I think it's fine with the whole, like, she's just insecure. And the way that you right. got her the job wasn't, like, you being friendly about
No, you were pretty aggro about getting her this job, but it worked out.
Yeah, she's coming around. I bet, give it a couple episodes. Here's my prediction. What episode was this, 24?
24.
What do we got left? 14? Is it 38 this season?
38, yeah.
Within five episodes, I feel, because there was, like, a little bit of it in this episode of, like, maybe Cassidy and Devin are going to, like, see something that they shouldn't, but they don't.
So, after they beat the, I forgot to mention this, but after they beat Jupiter, they like, regroup, all the Rangers, like, regroup, and they're like, yeah, we did it, all right, let's go. And I thought they were going to be, like, demorph, and then Cassidy and Devin were going to see that, but it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
I feel like they're close.
But I feel like within the next, I'll say, five episodes.
Okay.
We're going to get that. Cassidy's going to come all the way around, and there's going to be some monster or some way that, like, Cassidy and Devin are going to have to help them win.
Okay, so by the episode, isn't it Lavely?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's something will happen on that front, according to what Josh thinks.
Yeah.
So, everyone, place your bets. You've already seen Power Rangers Dino Thunder, so you don't get to bet, all of you dorks listening. I don't know why I got very aggressive myself.
I thought you were talking to me. I was like, I have not. This is my first time.
No, I know
time.
You haven't. Because we are the only people who listen to this show. I mean, not to be listening to the show, but we're the only people involved with the show that have not seen any of Power Rangers past where we are. I think it feels like sometimes.
Except for the first 10 episodes of Megaforce.
I saw all of Megaforce. I don't remember
premiere
more
of
than 5
Charge.
Seconds of it.
Maybe the first two episodes of Dino Charge, and I've seen like 4 episodes of Beast Morphers.
I saw the first episode of Ninja Steel. Don't remember basically anything. I saw maybe 2 or 3 episodes of Dino Charge, but I don't think I did. I think I imagined it.
We at least watched the first, because we watched the first one at your apartment.
We watched the first one. I don't remember where it was in the house.
No.
Sorry.
The only thing I remember, or the only thing I think I remember, is that, like, all of a sudden the T-Rex Zord just comes, like, running out of the woods and is, like, there.
And then he's like, hey, it's my bud T-Rex.
Yeah, hey, my new best friend the T-Rex is here.
Yeah. I watched the full Megaforce, all 20 episodes. I remember that Emma rode a bike.
She rode a bike. She sings a song in one episode.
She does sing a song. And I remember that's it.
The Black Ranger's name is Jake?
I know the names, yes, but I don't remember things that happened, so I'm pretty excited to see Megaforce again and have to analyze it, because left such an impression on me the first time.
Yeah, I feel like we know how this is going to go.
Yeah, they're going to be short episodes. It's actually going to be pretty nice. Anyway, you started. I get to pick the first best. I'm going to say the best is the continuity. The Ethan and Cassidy are talking. They're hanging mm-hmm. out. They're not dating. They're just hanging right. out.
Hanging out.
But that's
with
a carry.
Cassidy.
Kira still works at the news station, television station somehow. That's still a thing. The fact that Cassidy and J. Jonah Jameson know each other because she tried to work there once. Like, good stuff.
Yeah.
That continuity, that's what I want out of Power Rangers. I just want you to remember the episode before the one before you just did. You know? Like, that's all I want.
This is a tough one because there's all the continuity stuff, which is really good. There is the Cassidy and Devin stuff linking back to the rest of the episode, which is very good.
Yeah.
And does not happen enough.
Right.
And then Kira also has a really good fight in a parking garage. And these are the three things I'm trying to weigh out.
A solid parking garage fight for sure. The choice is yours and yours alone.
I'm going to give it to Cassidy and Devin mattering in universe
okay.
to the plot of the episode.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise, huh? They were just like doing something by themselves.
And then like when they cut back and the Rangers, I think you mentioned this, but when they're like watching the footage and Devin like walks in the room, he's just like, oh, hey, what's up, guys? And just like walks past them like so casually
yeah.
and so cool. Like they're like friends.
Yeah, it's good. It's nice. It's just like, these are my friends from school
yeah.
that I know. It's just.
I watched
it's
Kira fight space aliens and talk trash to like a space robot,
a space dominatrix with a samurai
yeah.
sword, and like that's pretty cool. So,
so like, hey, what's up? Yeah, it's really good. I like them, and I want them to do stuff.
Yeah, same. For the worst, I think I'm going to give it... Did we give it to the Triassic Ranger two episodes ago?
I think we might have done it in the last episode.
I don't want to give it to Triassic Ranger again. But I just, I'm going to give it to the Zord. I'm going to give it to him having his whole own Zord. And also, that Zord fight was pretty whack. It has two axes, and it uses them to, like, use telekinesis through. Yeah. I don't even know if he hit him with the axes even one time.
I'm going to give it also to the Triassic Ranger. not the Ranger himself, but just the... We made an evil clone of the White Ranger because there's probably more evil White Ranger footage, so we need him to still be bad, but Trent is good now. But also, like, none of that is really going to matter. The Triassic Ranger is just going to kill him in two episodes.
Yeah, is he... Does he... Okay, and defeats him.
He makes him look like nothing.
He handily defeats him in this episode. Do we think he's dead? Do we think evil White Ranger is dead and
gone? I think so, because I think we saw him blow up.
Is he just stuck in the Triassiverse?
He might be. Him and Zeltrax are hanging out in the... We sparked a lot, but we didn't die.
You didn't see our corpses. Yeah. That's fair. That's a fair worst. MVP, I'm going to say, is Kira?
I was going to say Kira, too, because it's like it's another weird half-Kira episode, I think.
Which if you take the last one, which was a half-Kira episode, and this one, which is a half-Kira episode... Kira's side of the story looks a lot better in this one than last time, where it was like, let's neg Kira for 25 straight minutes. Like,
yeah. In this one, she's like, she figures Ethan out, and they like have a cute moment about it, and then she finds the monster and calls the other guys there, and then she has the parking garage fight where she stops the Krusties from getting to the satellite.
Yeah, there's a point where Mezogog is like, I can't believe they lost to one girl, like, and it's like, yeah, they did. She whipped all the asses, but also like, she helps get Cassidy the job because she's like, I will help, I will like try to like make an effort to be friends with your not a girlfriend, Ethan, and then does that.
Yeah,
and that's nice. She also at some point must have done a song at Cyberspace that we just didn't see.
Was it before the conversation with Ethan?
I think so, because that was in cyberspace, so yeah. I have to imagine that it was around then. Anyways, yeah, Kira, MVP. Now we gotta rank it.
This one might be in the upper half, I think. I think it was pretty good.
I also think that. I think it's solid. There's a lot of, like, extra stuff, but I think it was, like, really solid, and all the continuity stuff really brings it up for me. How do we feel versus... to like the top third of the list, like Copy That, which had the copy otter who made a bunch of Cassidy's.
I like it better than Copper.
What about Bully for Ethan, which is also, I want to point out, also the Smitty reveal episode,
that
which was a weird choice
reveal, yeah. I think it's better than that.
Okay,
is it better than White Thunder?
I mean, my gut check is that I don't remember White Thunder.
All I remember is he gets the like thing on him, the Dino Gem.
Yeah.
By accident,
he goes through a portal, gets the Dino Gem, leaves, gets possessed by the White Ranger, and then I remember there's a lot of cool stuff in it. I just literally don't remember anything but the Granny Boy from episode 2. You know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, the one above that is Diva in Distress.
Diva in Distress is very good.
I don't know if this would surpass that.
I mean, it did have Suck Ass in it. It's okay. Who I feel like they're very comparable. Who do you think is a better monster, Jupiter or Suck Ass?
I think Jupiter is better.
Okay. I'm inclined to put it above Diva in Distress, and I don't think it's better than The Missing Bone, though.
Okay, right. Yeah, that feels right.
All right.
So White Thunder is out of the top five.
Been bumped. Coming in hot at number 4.
More like White Blunder.
Got him.
Right? Take that, Trent. Maybe you'll wake up for the next episode, buddy.
Kira's sleepy in the beginning. He was, what's this episode called? I already forgot.
A Ranger Exclusive.
A Ranger Exclusive. That's like a title that feels like they want it to be a play on something that just isn't.
It's just not.
Right.
Well, she does get a Ranger Exclusive.
She does. Yeah, no. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, next time we're watching Tootin' Hawkins' Curse.
Okay. Can't wait for Tootin' Hawkins.
Tootin' Hawkins. I'm assuming a pharaoh, but also a bird is my guess for that one.
But he's curse, I think, definitely is leaning into pharaoh.
I feel like it's Tootin'. Well, it's like Tootin'. There was a pharaoh named Tootin' something. Tootin' Hamun, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
King Tut. Like, Tut is...
It's short for, Tutankhamun or something.
Yeah, I don't remember. But I'm sure it's a pharaoh. I'm putting that down. We're going to find out on Monday. But until then, may the power protect you.
I have a dumb joke I want to do, but I don't know if I should.
Okay, well, I have also a dumb joke, so it depends on...
All right, what were the... 5 what?
520.
524 Ranger Exclusive. Yeah. Okay. It's going to be stupid. I hope you get it.